Cette entrevue est une présentation d'Investissement Renaissance.
Stephen Carlin, Managing Director and Head of Equities at CIBC Asset Management. So, sectors that would be election sensitive, with respect to a Clinton victory, I would highlight healthcare. Clinton has talked a fair bit about drug pricing, so I would argue that the healthcare sector would have some risks and has already begun to reflect that in a number of equities around that front. On other sectors, staying with the Clinton side of the equation, I think the energy sector would continue to be viewed to be in reasonable shape, but neither candidate has been sufficiently supportive of pipelines, and therefore that would create some kind of a longer-term issue for Canada's desire to be able to export a higher level of commodity, whether it be oil or natural gas, through the U.S. So that I think will put some part of uncertainty around the energy sector. Other areas that I think would be somewhat immune would be financial services. Financial services are broadly the Canadian banks, you know, notably a couple of banks do have exposure within the U.S., but the majority of their business remains in Canada, and the diversified nature of their business, we see very little risk within the financial services sector. And similarly, the domestic-oriented companies in the consumer sector, so whether it would be telecom, utilities, those sectors we also think would be somewhat protected, more defensive from that perspective, from you know, any either outcome within the U.S. election. Risks to specific industries on a Trump victory: any company that has exposure via any type of free trade agreement, there will be some risk there, as he suggested he would like to unwind numerous global trade agreements that would put some risk to those sectors. Clinton has talked about unwinding a little bit of the, you know, I'll call it a tax loophole. It's not a loophole, but it's been a structure that's been used for quite some time called inversions, where companies use a lower tax-based jurisdiction to basically fund their acquisitions through, and it's basically an arbitrage between the U.S. tax system and the tax system of the jurisdiction that the company's involved in. And we've seen a number of transactions in Canada whereby that has been utilized. Tim Hortons would be one example. Valiant, probably the best example, where it was viewed that you know, Valiant had a tax advantage and were structuring their acquisitions via that conduit. Clinton has talked about closing that loophole, and therefore I see that as being somewhat of a negative for those companies who have utilized that strategy in the past. One thing that that both candidates have talked about is shifting their focus away from monetary policy more towards fiscal policy. Both candidates have talked about substantially increasing their infrastructure spending. So companies in the engineering and construction sector, I think, would stand to benefit from actually both candidates. But Donald Trump has made the comment saying he'd spend at least double the amount that Hillary Clinton is proposing, and would make the military, in quotes, so big and powerful and strong that no one will mess with us, which I quite like as a quote, but that's a typical Donald Trump quote. The point being that he would be increasing his military spending, and therefore companies that have exposure to military spend in Canada, that might be CAE, as an example, would be could potentially be a winner in a Donald Trump victory. Well, in terms of how investors can view or structure their portfolios, I would continue to recommend that investors continue to take a very long-term view on their if you've got investments in the stock market, you should not be investing for the next 6 weeks. You should be investing for the next 6 to 20 years from now. So how you might reposition a portfolio for a political outcome, I would actually argue that generally speaking, elections come and go fairly quickly. It's the profit cycle that historically been more important determinant of stock market returns than political elections. And we only have to go back to the brief reaction from the Brexit vote in June, where markets reacted quite negatively out of the chute, but then came back quite strongly only a couple of days after. So I would caution to any investor to make any dramatic swings around their portfolios. If they fear that a Trump victory, which is where I think there would be more of a negative reaction, is a higher chance. One solution that I would give some consideration to is to buy some form of protection. And what I mean by that would be utilizing an option strategy. As volatility rises, as we get closer in on elections, if they're tight, generally speaking, higher beta stocks underperform. So therefore, you would want to shift over to more defensive sectors, telecom, staples, as an example. And one other cautionary note I would state is that healthcare often falls into that category as well. But given my comments earlier about issues surrounding the healthcare sector, I'm not sure that healthcare would provide investors with the same type of defensive or safe haven aspect that they might be thinking, given what the candidates have been talking about in that category. So the other way would be put options, where you can use put options as portfolio insurance. If markets go down, your put options would go up in value, and therefore it might be a small cost to an investor, but it's the cost of insurance. And right now, insurance, because volatility is so low, is actually quite cheap.